Can I ask you a question about last week? What you said last week about the antakarana.
Yeah. Antakarana. Yeah. Did you hear them, I think?
I did, yeah. So, it's nothing to do with today, is that all right?
Okay, that's okay. You ask me, no problem.
Then, it's just this idea, which is I find difficult, which is that to have an idea about something is a vritti, okay. To have a resolution of ignorance, also as a vritti, is a puzzle, difficult to understand, because it's
the vrittihi. I just vrittihi. See, the word vrittihi is a familiar word, which means any thought modification is a vrittihi. Okay. And why I say vrittihi, I don't know, it is antahkarana vrittihi, I said. Okay, any thought wave is an antahkarana vrittihi. Any thought modification is an antahkarana vrittihi. We say all the thoughts together constitute the antahkaranam. Like all the waves constitute the ocean, all the thought waves constitute the antahkaranam. So any wave can be said to be what? Any thought can be said to be antahkarana vrittihi. You can either say vrittihi or antahkarana vrittihi. And when I say any opinion, any notion one has about oneself is also an antahkarana vrittihi. Any notion, any opinion I have about anything else also is an antahkarana vrittihi. Vrittihi. And the ignorance also is a vrittihi. Knowledge also is a vrittihi.
This is what I don't understand, that ignorance being a vrittihi.
Yeah, ignorance, vrittihi means what? Ignorance also is a thought. Ignorance of anything is a thought.
But it seems to me it's not a thought. I mean, it's an absence of something.
No.
It's not a positive something.
No. Ignorance also is surfacing. See, ignorance also is a thought.
That's taking the same.
Ignorance also is a thought. Ignorance of anything. I thought absence of something. Suppose I say, I'll tell you one thing. Suppose this is specs, I say, and there is absence of specs. Absence of specs is not understand. That's not that. Like that, ignorance is a thought there. Suppose I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, I say. Okay, this ignorance of, I don't know what it is. Or I don't know French. Okay, this ignorance of French. Not absence of French. I don't know what French, okay? Maybe absence, not absence of knowledge. Knowledge is never absent. That is what I want to say. Knowledge is never absent. Knowledge is uncreated. Knowledge is always there. Knowledge is already there. Knowledge is uncreated. Knowledge is always there. Understand? Knowledge is always there. And is always there. And there is also ignorance. And ignorance is a thought. And elimination of ignorance is what? Knowledge. That is why discovery of what is knowledge. Understand? Discovery of what is already is knowledge. Anything.
Okay.
Everything is there already. We don't know things, no? We don't know. I mean, ignorance is there. So that's why always we say ignorance covers. Ignorance covers. Why there is ignorance, we can't ask. Ignorance is there. Ignorance is also uncreated. Ignorance has no beginning, but ignorance is subject to go. Ignorance can be eliminated. Okay. So that's why we say ignorance always remains covering things. That is why we say, we always say, lot of things we know. Why we Shastram talks about the jnanam? Why knowledge? Because all that you seek, the swarupam. See, atma swarupam. Atma, when you say the swarupam of the self, the nature of the self. Nature of the self is, in fact, in the form of the very self. It's like when the sun and the sunlight are inseparable, self and the nature of the self are inseparable, limitlessness. But what is happiness? limitlessness. Understand? Happiness has to be discovered in the form of limitlessness. And what is limitlessness? It is nature of this self, the reality. Reality is the self, in fact. Understand? So because you don't know what the self is, you don't know what the limitlessness is. So can you create the self, can you create the limitlessness? No. It is there. It is there. Why it is not there? Because it is not known. What is it which prevents you from seeing what the happiness is? What is it which prevents you from seeing what happiness is?
Ignorance.
So what is it which veils now? Suppose it's a book, I say, if I don't know what this is a book, I don't know this is a book. And I've had to, even if I see it right in front of me, but I don't take it as a book. Okay, why I can't pick up this as a book? Because I don't know that this is the book. So ignorance covers. It is the ignorance which prevents me from seeing what it is. Even though it is right in front of me.
As a vritti, is it like an incorrect or an incomplete thought?
No.
Just the vritti. Ignorance is a state of mind. Ignorance also like how anything is state of mind. Okay, it's also surfacing of one. Suppose it's a big wave or a small wave or roaring wave. Any wave can surface from the water. Understand? So ignorance also is a one vritti.
It's like a mistaken
vritti. Ignorance is a vritti. It is just a vritti. It surfaces. And ignorance is. And that is the nature of the mind. It's the limitation of the mind. Mind means it has all sorts of thoughts. Mind is not all knowledge, you know. Mind is the highest form of manifestations. And mind is the constituent of varieties of thoughts. And ignorance also is one of the thoughts. And it hides. That is why it covers. In fact, any knowledge is elimination of ignorance which covers that particular fact. So, similarly, the ignorance covers this and elimination of ignorance is knowledge. What is knowledge then? Understand. Discovery of what is. Something is already and it remains covered and you discover it. Discovering what is knowledge. That is why there is not absence. Okay, there is no thing called absence. Really speaking, we don't talk about the absence. That's why we said, na asataha bhavaha na vidyate. Understand? Asataha bhavaha na vidyate. We said that. So here, it's only ignorance is there. And if you don't need to why, then why ignorance is? That is not a question. That is how the mind is. Ignorant mind, that's the limitation of the mind. That is the function of the subtle, you know, the organ mind.
But if there is continual ignorance, is that a continual thought, or is it, or what?
Now, ignorance of many things can be there. Yeah. See, the knowledge of a given thing will remove the ignorance of a given thing. See, the knowledge of economics will remove only the ignorance within the realm of economics.
Yeah.
It will not remove the ignorance of everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? Knowledge of physics will remove only the what now? Ignorance of, removal of the ignorance of physics. With, you know, will help you have the knowledge of things within the realm of physics. It will not remove the ignorance of medicine, engineering and technology, everything. So, the knowledge of Brahman also will remove only the knowledge, ignorance of Brahman. It will not remove the ignorance of everything else. Even though you can claim yourself to be all-knowing. Only thing is, it frees you from smallness. Because you understand the source of knowledge. See, knowledge of Brahman frees you from the limitation in terms of knowledge, being sense of being small in terms of knowledge, because you understand the very source of knowledge of everything. Brahman being the source of knowledge of everything, you understand the very source of knowledge. Therefore, knowing the source of knowledge is as good as knowing everything. And then because the very mind will be resolved. Mind will not be there. See, the one who wants to know, the desire to know, which is in the home of a thought, will not be there, because it would have been resolved. Therefore, there nobody who wants to know. The desirer himself will be resolved. Therefore, the very desire cannot be there. Your further inquiry, further knowledge is not possible. That is why I told you many times, what is that one which has become the world, which become everything, in knowing that itself, the very mind will be resolved. That the mind will not be there, the enquirer will not be there, to know how the one has become a many. Okay. Anyway, let me not... is it okay, Hachiji? No. Because sometimes it happens, no? And the doubt comes suddenly. Anyway. That is why I've been dinning all the time. I say Ajnanam is also vritti. You have to be listening repeatedly and doubts will resolve. No problem. Then anything else? I think we have to go. What's time?